Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, it's Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we're going to compare the experience of working by yourself at home to the experience of working with others in a wide open office environment. Mm. Our question comes from an individual who asked for permission to work at home, but now finds it lonely and depressing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we'll spend the second half of our podcast discussing different ways that people focus on wide open work environments and how they, handle it.
It's so interesting to weigh the benefits of working alone versus the benefits of working in the company of others, even when it's a noisy, wide-open workspace.
Yeah, definitely.
I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Logan, what's our question?
I just got a new job with a fast-growing company. It's a wide-open office, and there are new people starting every week. The noise level is very distracting, and I asked if I could work from home. They said yes, and I was so excited. It's been 3 months, and I think I made a mistake. Although I'm doing my job and talking to everyone through email, text, and Zoom, I feel isolated. What I thought would be a dream situation is lonely and depressing. What should I do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this is the risk. I think some people can work from home really beautifully.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then for others, I think for more than you'd think, it's not good. So I made a list of the things that are not good about working from home.
Okay, I can talk about the kinds of people that do well or don't do well with it. So you go first.
Okay, good. That's what makes us a team. Yeah. So there are absolutely interruptions at home, but they're just different interruptions than your coworkers talking loud or approaching you because they don't know what you're doing. I think, there's the dog or the cat. Mm-hmm. In fact, one of my clients just posted on Facebook that she was trying to do some work and her cat would not get off the computer this morning. And I've actually seen that a lot. So there are other interruptions.
Yeah.
Also, there could be other sounds coming, like the garbage truck could be pulling up and you forgot to take out the garbage. I mean, there's other interruptions. It's not a perfect non-interruption environment. Mm-hmm. I think a big problem is a lack of discipline because even though you may have deadlines, nobody's really watching.
And you have no real boundaries around your time.
For sure. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The isolation is the number one killer, as this person said. That's the thing that bothers them the most because, even if the people around you annoy you, mm-hmm. you're not alone. When you're alone, it does feel isolating. If you want to run something by somebody or you just want to laugh with somebody or look at somebody and smile, it's gone. You're alone.
Yeah.
We also find that you work longer hours. There's really no separation. So you may think, well, I'll just, get this done. And then you go and you have dinner and you think, I could probably go back and finish that up. And then you go back and there's 6 emails that you have to respond to. So there's just no separation. And separation is an important thing.
Yeah. Also, I want to just throw in that part of that is you never feel like you're done with your day.
That's right.
Right.
There is no separation.
Yeah. Mm. Go ahead.
And there's a lack of professionalism that comes with not having to dress. It sounds like such a great idea. I don't have to get dressed. But the truth is getting, even if you don't get dressy for work, you still put on your professional wardrobe.
Yeah.
And by not doing that, and why would you do that if you were working from home? I remember I would only have to wear a blouse, or something on top to to work on Zoom. Nobody cared if it was pajama bottoms. But there's a lack of professionalism for many people that way. So those are my
beautiful
things.
Yeah.
I want one last. That refrigerator. The refrigerator for me, like looms, it was so large. Yeah. Like I needed to visit it a lot. And any dust bunny to avoid working. I can vacuum now.
Yes.
And you can.
Yeah.
But you're avoiding. So mm-hmm.
I think also online news, YouTube, anything can distract you much more. I mean, you can sneak it at work.
Yes, you can.
But you can't just go for hours.
You can't have, you know, whatever your favorite TV show is running all day long.
Exactly.
Right. Which, yeah, that's another problem. I do have a client who tends to watch TV. Binge watch.
So I want to talk a little bit about the kinds of personality that could do quite well at home and the ones who don't do so well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The ones that do well are the individuals who are more introverted and we would call subjective personalities. Mm-hmm. So subjective means that you can be given a task and you can do it from start to finish and you actually don't want a lot of input from other people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And for these individuals, they're often researchers or scientists or performers of one kind or another. Sometimes software developers, but they like to be left alone and they can really dig down and finish something without much input from anyone else. Mm-hmm. So for them, the whole checking in thing is just, it's part of what you have to do for work, but it's not part of what you need to do. Mm-hmm. So if anyone listening relates to that kind of personality, working on your own may not be problematic. Mm-hmm. Then the other side of that coin are what we call objective personalities. Mm-hmm. And these are the individuals who get stimulated by virtue of interacting with other people. Mm-hmm. And the larger part of the population is at least partially objective. Right. So that means that literally if you aren't interacting and energetically, because this person is doing Zoom and text and email, but it's not the same as actually being in the company of another. Energetically, if you aren't interacting with someone, you become like a wilted flower. Mm-hmm. Like your energy starts to drain out mm-hmm. of you. And so if you're this kind of person, I mean, you could work at home, but then you actually, in the course of the day, need to get out and literally even just go to a coffee shop or some kind of setting where you will feel the energy of other people.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we used to work from home before we had an office, and I used to start my day with a coffee every morning. I'd have a breakfast mm-hmm. meeting with somebody because then that would help me with the isolation.
Right. Right. That's right.
And I would sometimes set up appointments where people had to come visit me.
Yes.
So, because I'm one of those.
You're an objective personality.
Yeah. And I need interaction.
Yes. So for this individual, when they're saying, what should I do? Mm-hmm. What would you suggest, Kathy?
Yeah. I mean, for this particular person, you may want to, go back to working in the office a couple of days a week.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to go back full time. If they've given you permission to work from home, then they probably would say, okay, 2 to 3 days coming back is not going to be a problem.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, I would try to set an appointment in the morning where you actually got dressed professionally and mm-hmm. actually went out and had a coffee. And then your day, I think, it wouldn't be as undisciplined.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You would be in a professional, you would start off your day professionally and get out as if you're going to work, but you're not. But you are having a meeting. So I think those are the things that would help this person.
Yes, and that even it could be get up and go to the gym first thing in the morning, as long as it's something that's interactive and mm-hmm. with other people in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right, so we're saying there are two different kinds of people. If you're more social or you get energized by virtue of interacting with others, you're probably going to need some kind of interaction with this person in particular. We're mm-hmm. encouraging that, and perhaps part-time at the work environment and part-time at the office and part-time at home. And then if you're a subjective personality, you have no problem with not interacting with others. Enjoy working at home.
Yeah. I think there's a happy medium really for everybody.
Yeah.
You just got to figure out the right formula for yourself.
Yeah.
Neither one is a total panacea.
No.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick commercial break. If you have any comments on this topic, please tweet us at AskK2 or on our Instagram, My Crazy Office.
If you want to get onto our email list as well, please text us at 228-28 and type in My Crazy Office. That's all one word. At 228-28, My Crazy Office. We'll be right back.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back, everyone. We thought we'd spend the second segment of our show discussing different ways that people focus in a noisy office, because some of you are not allowed to work from home because there's too many meetings and they want you there. They like the headcount there.
Right.
And it's very noisy because it's an open office space. What do you do? So I know a lot of people like to wear headphones. I find it kind of annoying after a while wearing headphones. Logan, you wear headphones all day.
I wear headphones, yeah. I like to listen to music. Often it's classical music.
Uh-huh.
But I always need something that's kind of going.
And it helps you concentrate.
Helps me concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have the radio on all day long. It helps me concentrate.
You do, very low.
Yeah. So I understand that.
Or news.
Yeah,
it's been a lot of news. Or actually some of it is just, you know, people talking about books they wrote. I like NPR. I like to listen to NPR all day. Uh-huh. But that's a kind of recent thing. I used to have music on, classical music on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I have my own office. But you're more in the open space where people walk by and they can interrupt you.
Yeah, I mean, I think the use of ear pods or earphones or headphones is pretty common, right, in a lot of work environments these days.
Yes.
It's funny because I don't actually like any noise. Mm-hmm. I'd be a problem in this environment. But I have used earplugs in the past, and I would do something noise canceling of one way or another.
Yeah.
So, that's that. I think for others, there are some people who are fine with noise in
there are
the
some
environment.
There are some that without the noise, they can't focus.
Right.
But in most of these office spaces, they do have some quiet areas. They do have either closed off small spaces or they have a room where you can be quiet. And so if you're working on something sensitive where you need extra focus, you just may have to go seek out one of those spaces.
Yeah.
And also we work with a university in California where we had them create signs and signals that they could give to the coworkers so that they would avoid interruptions, they would avoid loud. There was a particular group that was very loud in the office next to them, and it was very disturbing.
Right. Oh. That goes more to a whole process, right, that you have to go by, in the sense that you identify the loud talkers. There are some people whose volume never goes down.
Yeah.
And again, if you're noise sensitive, those people can really get under your skin.
So. Right. And they may not even know they're doing it. Mm-hmm. So there does have to be somebody who would bring this up, that there are times when we can't focus, when you're laughing or, you know, talking. So we're just going to raise our hand, or we're going to, you know, lower the tone. We're going to say something to you. And this is not an insult. This is just that we need more quiet.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I will say I was one of those people. When I was a recruiter, and actually it's interesting, both things. I was someone who had to go leave for lunch and walk listening to music on lunch hour to get away from all the noise. But I was also guilty of laughing too loud on a regular basis.
You do that. Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. So my boss came up with a signal whenever it became too loud, where she made it very clear that I needed to pipe down.
What was the signal? What'd she do?
She just, we had those dividers, right? So she'd just raise her hand and go like, make a fist.
Oh. And it worked. Okay. And were you insulted?
No, I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
Like many loud people, I didn't notice it until someone brought it to my attention.
Didn't you get in trouble once on a bus with Blair? You were laughing so much, and it was so disturbing.
Yeah.
Laughing can be disturbing.
It can.
Yeah.
Laughing for me is okay. That's a nice
sound. Yeah, I like having a good time.
That's a nice sound to me.
Well,
it's not to everyone, though.
Not to everyone, no.
No, it's not. And that's the other thing that's interesting about noise is everyone has their pet peeves, right?
Right.
I mean, we've talked before that I sat next to someone who was constantly clearing his throat. And that drove me.
Sniffling, coughing.
Yeah.
We had a tenant like that. He was very loud. He had some kind of, what did he have? Like some kind of throat clearing or something.
Yeah, some nasal issue.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, all these are things that you have to find some way or another to filter out.
Right? Well, you have to be honest. You can't just get mad and throw something at them. You have to go to your manager or something and say, that's really just too loud. I can't focus.
Yeah.
But these are the issues that come up, and there are resolutions to it. So you've got to work it out as an office.
Well, this is what I think is interesting, too, is that it really is, if there's a common denominator, if there's something that's constantly irritating all the people working on an open, in an office, open environment, you could certainly come up with policies about noise, you know, but that would take just making a decision to, instead of complain, let's formalize what we'd like to have happen instead of what we can't. Who we can't stand.
Right.
Yeah. You know, take it out of the personal and get it more into the professional.
Mm-hmm. I mean, take it to the extreme. We once shared this office with somebody who had an employee who used to warm up fish every morning. Do you remember this? It was her breakfast.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And I think she was frying it in rancid oil. The smell was unbearable.
Yeah.
She got fired over that.
Yeah.
It was so, because it just, it was so disruptive.
Well, she was asked to alter her behavior. Right.
Right? And she's
said no.
No. Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, that's always interesting. Pleasant. Yeah. So anyway, so the whole working from home, and, you know, hopefully you've got some good information on that, whether it's for you or not.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's okay. It should be okay if you do it on a limited basis for those that don't love it. And for the others, you know, there are ways of figuring it out.
Yeah.
But working in a noisy office has to be worked out culturally, I think, with the other, with your other coworkers.
Agreed. And you can also take advantage of those quiet spaces that you mentioned, Kathy, if you really plan it out for yourself and take responsibility for your experience.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it for this segment. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Tweet us your stories to AskK2. Follow us on Instagram, review us on iTunes, and don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.